Welcome to the May 5th, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. It's hard to believe, but this show you're about to hear actually begins the fifth year of Armed American Radio. So thanks for supporting us, the program, and all of our great sponsors. I call this show An Evening with Larry Correa. Larry, of course, is New York Times best-selling author and noted firearms expert. He's one of us. You'll love the interview. He stayed for the entire three-hour broadcast. Enjoy the program, An Evening with Larry Correa. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Oh, man. Welcome to this hour of Armed American Radio. It's coming out of Houston this week.
Oh, man.
I got to tell you, to be in the... It's awe-inspiring.
Yes,
to
it
be,
is.
To be in the company of... And you were there, Sean.
Yes.
You were there. You had fans coming up and meeting you when you and I were at the Crossbreed Holster booth.
Yep.
Yeah, and really awe-inspiring to see people come over and just to, you know, and the people who don't recognize you, but when they hear you say, hi, how you doing? They go, I know that voice. I know who that is.
And the kudos to the guy with the grill comment.
Can I tell that story?
Yes, tell that story. It's great.
Well, I will tell you what I'll do. I'll wait until we introduce our guests before I do that. And let me mention that it's when you find yourself in a room full, you know, you're preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
You know, you got. I'm going to guess close to 100,000 people at Houston. I may be off. We'll find out.
That's what I'm
thinking.
I do
have a bet riding on that, too.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm thinking it was close to 100. We'll see about that. It's hard to tell. The convention center floor was huge. But when I hear people demonize the NRA, I go to the convention every year, and I look around the floor, and I look at who they're demonizing.
Mm-hmm.
They're demonizing the Marine Corps vet that sat next to me in the shuttle on the way over to the convention center from the airport, who was also retired Massachusetts law enforcement. Mm-hmm. Now embarrassed to be from Massachusetts, says when I get there, nobody talks to me because I'm from Massachusetts. I said, you're retired? He said, yes. I said, why don't you move to Florida? He said, I'm thinking about it. I said, do it. Just make it happen. But they're demonizing the judges I saw, the orthopedic, the pediatric orthopedic surgeon, who not only came to see us in Houston at the convention, but also showed up at the Gander Mountain event in Spring, Texas in March.
Yep. The
surgeon, the surgeon, the family who bring their kids.
Yep.
And I've got a video, an audio that I promised I would play them. I'll see if I can pull that up in just a few minutes of their 10-year-old. Was he 10?
I think he was 10 at the time,
reciting the Second Amendment on camera
sharp,
in a YouTube video.
Very sharp young man.
Sharp
young
kid.
Man. Yes.
Mom and dad, you know, they're demonizing your neighbors, the doctors, lawyers, your friends, and they're demonizing you. And it's the mainstream media. And this is all part of the ploy. Larry Correa calls them low-information voters, and I love that. I just call them stupid. Because you can't argue with stupid, and you can't argue with dishonest. And you also can't avoid that. So let's go right to our guest this hour on Armed American Radio, New York Times best-selling author, great guy, lot of fun, Larry Correa. Welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you here, my friend.
It's always fun.
Hey, you know, I got an email from a guy who read my previous column in Concealed Carry Magazine, Larry. And he said, it was a very, very, very well written. He took issue with the fact that I used the word stupid, dishonest, liar, moronic, idiot. And he said that those words don't help my cause. And he said, you know, most people in this country can be broken down into conservative, you know, right, who aren't going to change their minds, liberal left who aren't going to change their mind, and then those precious few in the middle, those independents who could be swayed one way or the other, and that I wasn't helping my cause. And I said, hey, thanks so much for writing. But you only broke down Americans into three categories, conservative, liberal, and independent. You forgot about the stupid, idiot, moronic, dishonest, lying boneheads, of which there are plenty. And he replied back, I guess you're right. Thanks for the email.
It reached him, didn't it?
Well, you know, if you see the comments to my big gun control essay, I mean, all 1,700 of them or whatever it was, and one of the common repetitive ones is, oh, I agreed with everything, but I don't like how he used liberal as a derogatory term for gun control. Well, who is it that keeps trying to pass all this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a hard time thinking about the conservative gun control laws.
Yeah, I haven't seen. I took a lot of flack from reminding people, not just on my show here, Larry, but as a guest on other shows, national programs. I've done over 200 interviews since December 14th. Just I think two or three before I got on a flight to Houston on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them in Texas, at one of them in Houston in particular. Did the Sam Malone show? Love the Sam Malone show down there on The Answer. Is it The Answer?
Yeah,
1070 The Answer, KNTH.
Yep.
Great program, and Sam's got it going on. And we talk about the same thing. You know, listen, I don't know. Well, let's go David Kodria. We'll go to David Kodria. I could just keep going and going and going. I've got too much to cover. David Kodria, welcome to the show. How are you, brother?
Mark, I'm doing wonderful. It's a beautiful spring night out tonight, and I'm out by my fire pit, and we got the logs going, and I got a cigar going, and life is good.
Nice.
That is awesome. Now you should be cleaning a gun. That'd really tick off the left. You're smoking, having a cocktail, your feet up by the fire, and you're cleaning a firearm. What do you know, huh? David, what kind of fun stuff do you do this week? I was down at the NRA convention with Sean. We had a great time.
Yeah, I saw your picture on Facebook, and I was talking to Sean about that. I wish that I could have been there with you guys. Wasn't to happen. What was I doing this weekend? The kind of fun stuff. Let's see. I had a well pump go out. That cost $850.
Ooh.
And yesterday I was doing the lawn, and the lawnmower kicked out.
Ooh.
So I'll pick that up today. That's the kind of fun stuff I've been doing, Mark.
You got a couple kids in college, too, don't you?
I have a couple kids in college, so I deserve this cigar by the fire. I got to tell you.
Hey, do me a favor, ladies and gentlemen. Please head over to davidkodria.com. Click on that website. All right, David has done amazing work for you. Now that I have both my guests on, Larry Correa, you'll love this, being out in Utah. You know, we do a Grilling While Armed segment here on the show, and we're getting back into spring, so it's time to do Grilling While Armed. And, Larry, what we do is I come up with one of my favorite recipes, and I give the recipe out on the airwaves, and then George Hill, the Mad Ogre, usually comes in behind me and pairs up a great firearm that matches what I'm cooking.
I love George. I've known George for like 14 years now.
Isn't it great? So we're writing a book. Hopefully it will be a New York Times bestseller, but it will be Grilling While Armed. And what we're doing is we're putting together a bunch of great recipes on the barbecue, smoker, and so forth. And then George comes in. I put the recipe out. George comes in and pairs it with a great firearm to wear with that while you're cooking that particular piece of dead animal carcass.
Yes.
And it works, and it's a lot of fun. And here Sean and I were at the NRA convention. Of course, we're in a room full of a lot of people who, you know, it's the choir. Tens and tens of thousands of them, and people coming up to us, you know, throughout the day and recognizing us, and we're having a great time. And here we are in a quiet place in the afternoon. We're in a little cafe on the upper level outside the media room, and I bought Sean a hamburger, and we're sitting down to eat. It's just the two of us, and we're going to talk some shop. I bit into the hamburger, and this guy walks by me, and he looks over, and he turns his head. He comes walking back over to me, and he says, "That does not qualify for Grilling While Armed, Mr. Walters." And turns around and walks away. I said,
"It's classy.
Who the hell was that?"
It was classy.
I said, "Listen, man, it was grilled, and I'm armed. So it qualifies, right?" He goes, "Well, kind of. I'll let you slide on that. Great show. Shanto, pleasure to meet you." And he walked out the door.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, he caught me off guard with that one.
Usually people come up and say hi to. That was fantastic.
Yeah,
and
it was.
You know, when you get a fan that and I've gotten a lot of emails, David, you can appreciate this, of people asking to bring the Grilling While Armed segment back, which we will do now that it's spring. Some people just can't wrap their head around grilling when it's snowing out, which I do all the time.
I do it too.
Yeah, right? I'm out there every Friday night, rain, sleet, snow.
You have to be.
My problem here is during the winter, the wind. I'm up on the side of a mountain about 6,000 feet above sea level.
Wow.
So,
that's great.
When the wind comes through during the winter, it just keeps blowing your barbecue out.
Well, at least he tried.
No, you know what? Yeah. Oh, that's very
extreme,
cool.
It's extreme mountain grilling up here.
Extreme mountain grilling from, Larry, can I borrow that?
That's classic right there.
Feel free. Yeah.
Hey, listen, George is probably listening today, George Hill, the Mad Ogre. So let me give George some mad props to the Mad Ogre. I was going to mention this last week and his call dropped. Let's just say that George is heading out. He'll actually be at my house for an AARBQ later this week.
Oh, see, now you
as he begins his new job. out at G-Code in North Carolina. And Larry, you were aware of that?
Yeah, actually, me and George Hill and Scott Evans from G-Code were on the we all shot the WC3 gun together back in, I want to say like 1999 or 2000. Yeah, way back when we were a team together, Scott Evans from G-Code and George. And you can ask George about Scott's obnoxious muzzle brake he had on the 16-inch AR-10. And we had one night, we were back at the hotel, and George looks at me, and my right eye is bloodshot, and I look at him, and his left eye is bloodshot, because we were both on the either side of Scott's horrible muzzle brake all day. And, it was bad.
Flashbangs all around you from both sides. That's great stuff. Well, hopefully we're not, I love to use these terms on Armed American Radio, jumping the gun here, but we're outing George Hill's move. East, so we're very proud of you, George. We're looking forward to getting you here.
Our loss out here west, and you guys' gain. He's a good dude.
No question, a big gain out east. When we come back, we'll start digging into some Fast and Furious, the comments Obama made while in Mexico, Larry Correa, your opinion, highly valued, and David Codrea, the man who helped break the story. This is a good one. Don't go away. Armed American Radio returns from the Crossbreed Holster Studios right after this.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit carrarms@kahr.com. Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3 to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and Kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a Kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
This is Armed American Radio. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. David Kodry, is Barack Obama a big fat liar?
Barack Obama is, you know, we're on the radio right now, so I can't tell you what I really think about him, so you'll have to call me later in the week and I'll give you the unexpurgated version there. Before we get too deeply into this, Larry, you know, I've known your name and known about your work for the longest time. I don't think I've ever had the pleasure of speaking with you. So nice to meet you on Armed American Radio, man.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Dave. I respect the work you've done. I follow you on Facebook, and I believe this is the first time we've ever talked.
All right, believe me, I'm honored with these two titans, Sean.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
To have brought that together, I apologize. I did not know that, you guys. So that's meeting on Armed American Radio. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I follow you on Facebook, and you have done so much good work on Fast and Furious that it's just I'm impressed. It's been awesome.
Well, thank you very much. You know, we try our best and try to get the word out. Unfortunately, as Mark was leading into it, Barack Obama gets the main media, and he gets the attention. And when he talks about American guns being responsible for Mexican crime, the mainstream media does its absolute best to make sure that the American voter thinks that that's the way things really are.
It's simply by virtue of saying nothing.
Yep.
And as I've said before, they make news not only by the virtue of what they tell you, but also by the virtue of what they don't tell you.
Well, yeah. I mean, in 2011, this was after Cheryl Atkinson had broken the John Dodson interviews, after the hearings with Daryl Issa. The story was absolutely huge. Holder was stonewalling. Burke was going down. And AP does their top 10 stories for 2011. And, of course, Fast and Furious is nowhere on the list.
Unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable. And here we have a U.S. president on foreign soil. There's so much I want to cover with you guys. Mm. We'll have both of you on the air. Let's go back over to Larry Correa quickly. Larry, when Newtown broke in December at 9 a.m., I looked at that. I watched the coverage, and I knew instantly.
Mm-hmm.
I knew instantly that everything was going to change relative to the attacks against our freedom. I had been predicting on Armed American Radio for 4 years that this was coming during a second Obama term. I think you know that. I made no bones about that. Anybody who didn't see this train wreck, I don't want to get in the front seat of an automobile with them because they're going to miss the Peterbilt coming down the highway if they couldn't see this thing coming. And to think that what we're seeing now, Larry Correa, was an instant knee-jerk reaction. The only word I can use to describe somebody is stupid. I wrong about that? I mean,
no, it's so blatantly obvious, and it's one of those things that I remember during the election. Only a few short months before, leading up to it, everybody said, "Oh, you crazy gun nuts! Barack Obama doesn't want to take your guns. He hasn't said anything about guns. He's great on guns. You guys have nothing to fear." And then fast forward to December 20th, and oh, there you go, that fast.
No, but that was because of Newtown, right?
Well,
Is that what they
had all everything all prepped and ready to go, just like they always do for every tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And they can swoop in like a pack of vultures and just take advantage of the carnage. And then they I love the little self-imposed or the imposed silence they do. So they come in to capitalize on the tragedy, mock pro-gun people, call us murderers and baby killers, and if we respond, they tell us to shut up, how dare you speak right now, because we're all in mourning. Or if we don't respond, then they say, oh, well, their silence is damning.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, very true.
Yeah, it's fascinating. David, your take on that, I know we've talked about this before, but we're entering a new phase of the gun control text. Listen, I would like nothing more, Larry, than to talk with you about the next training, what you're doing next, some of the cool firearms you've got. But you know what? Right now, with the attacks coming at us, just over the last 3 days, with these comments from Mexico, with the comments from Biden, Biden's working on them by himself, when he hasn't told the president yet, that ought to scare the hell out of you. Looking at his past history, this guy's not capable. And now he's taking control without, he hasn't talked to Barack about it, he said. David, should we be, what level of DEFCON fear should we be at here?
We should be on absolute high alert, but beyond high alert, we shouldn't just be on the defensive and waiting for the next blow to happen, because Larry's absolutely right. They were ready for it. They're always ready for it. They're ready for the next one. There will be a next one. It will be a so-called gun-free zone. And we will see the fury again. And they call for a national conversation on guns, and he's exactly right. If you defend yourself, then you're heartless. If you don't say anything, then you're cowards in hiding because you have some kind of guilt and culpability. I just wrote an article earlier this week, Mark, about this idiot editor from the Aurora Sun Sentinel, I think it was. I think his name is Dave Perry. And this guy's out there saying that the NRA... forget due process. He's had it. We're nothing but terrorists, and yes, he wants no due process, and he just wants the NRA to go to Guantanamo, okay, and right, be imprisoned and rot with our, you know, our miserable souls for the rest of our lives, okay? This is the national conversation on guns that they want to have. They don't want to have a conversation. They want to dictate the terms of our surrender. And what we have to do is we have to be on the offensive, and we have to continue to hammer against this insane gun-free zones, because you want to talk about background checks, you want to talk about semi-auto bans, you want to talk about magazine capacity bans. None of this, we all know, would have any effect whatsoever other than to harass and hamper and hamstring the ability of law-abiding citizens to exercise their Second Amendment rights. And we have to be on the offensive and continue to insist that the only thing that's going to even mitigate these things is to end these insane gun-free zones.
Wow, Larry, I couldn't agree more, and I couldn't have said it any better than that.
I agree 100%. I think the key is we've got to be on a fence. Too long, the people on our side have been too quiet, and we've just let people steamroll because we're trying to be polite, we're trying to be nice, we're trying not to hurt feelings. I think it's time that more people just need to be straightforward and honest, and if someone presents a stupid idea, we should tell them it's stupid, and we should tell them why.
Tell people where they can go to get your column and opinion on gun control. They need to see this.
Well, my last name is spelled Correia, which is confusing, but if you just Google Larry Correia, my blog is the first thing that pops up, Monster Hunter Nation. It's Larry Correia, an opinion on gun control. So just slap that into your search engine. We already talked about the evils of Google earlier, right, but just slap that into your search engine, Larry Correia, an opinion on gun control.
And you can also, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to take a break. I'll lead you over to a YouTube video. David, I don't know if you've seen it yet. You might want to take a look at it if you have an opportunity to look at it during the break. Larry's appearance on Huckabee not long ago, talking about this column and listening to Governor Huckabee talk about, how this is probably the best essay he's ever seen on debunking the myths of gun control. So if you have an opportunity, check it out during the break. When we come back, we're just going to let the conversation rip. And I want to tell you also about my friend Rob Pincus making the front page of the Huffington Post. Boy, he really ticked off the left over the weekend. And you know what he said at dinner? He said, you see, I made the front page of the Huffington Post. I'm winning. Armed American Radio, Crossbreed Holster Studios, right after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments, and before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-400-0114 now. The call and information are free. We've helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-400-0114 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-400-0114. That's 800-400-0114. Again, 800-400-0114.
Okay, let's say your New Year's resolution to lose 10 pounds didn't work out quite the way you wanted it to. Here's a guaranteed easy way to look hotter, more handsome, or just plain awesome in 5 minutes. Try the 5-minute teeth whitening solution called Power Swabs. Power Swabs gives you 2 shades whiter teeth in 5 minutes, plus it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers, and it's easy to use. The secret is a tooth detergent developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that actually lifts the stains right off your teeth. There's no messy strips, no trays, just swabs that you use on your teeth for 5 minutes, and then you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades whiter. It's like magic because it does work. Call for your risk-free supply, 1-800-270-4614. That's 1-800-270-4614. It's risk-free, so call now, 1-800-270-4614. That's 1-800-270-4614.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide sleep number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My sleep number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's sleep number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This is Armed American Radio. We are your voice. Join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Don't forget, John Young, coming up on the Fox 4 News at 5.
Now.
What?
We took a poll yesterday.
Did we?
Well, I did.
You did?
5 people said they liked to eat
the bumper music. 5 people?
No, I have to admit, it's your show, so I will change it because you won't.
Thank you. We've got to change. I gave you music to change it weeks ago. Yes, so here's the deal. Take the old music out
oh, there you go.
And put the new music in. That way we have new stuff in.
See, I can work with that. Okay. You didn't say that before. You just said add
this
to the
rotation.
No, the
only people who said they liked it were a bunch of old white guy NRA members.
Oh, man. That's,
you know, what do they know?
That, well, look, they're the 90% that are for the Second Amendment. So they know a lot.
I thought you were going to say they were the 90% for background checks.
No, that was the 11 people that were across the street.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Larry Correa, welcome back to the show. Wait till you hear this. The NRA. Have you been to an NRA show? You have, right?
No, I've been to SHOT show, but I've never been to an NRA show.
Yeah, you and I, there's some good pictures of me and you having lunch at SHOT. Some people put some great captions underneath them.
The last time we met in person was SHOT show.
Was it SHOT? Yeah. And listen, here we are at the NRA convention, David Kodria. Welcome back, you. Sean and I, you know, we don't, he's down in Dallas at the Network Studios. I'm here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, several hundred miles away.
Yes.
Modern technology, isn't it great? So when Sean and I get together, it's neat. And he has a lot of fans. People come and go, you're Shonto. I'd know you anywhere. I love that. Well, we both noticed outside the protesters. CNN had a camera. MSNBC had a camera.
Yeah.
Was it NBC had a camera?
Yeah.
ABC had a camera. CBS had a camera. And all they did was focus on the convention center all day long, waiting for something to happen. And, of course, nothing happened. But, Larry, when you got to back to watch the local news reports in the hotel later at night, you saw the camera zoomed in on the protesters?
Yes.
Of which there were 11?
Yes. I actually have a video. One of the MSNBC people turned where their backs against the protesters and trying to make it a big thing. It's interesting.
Well, what's interesting about it is somehow they missed the tens of thousands of people pouring out of the convention center and pouring in, but they focus on the protesters. And this is how the mainstream media, Larry, lies to you and makes somebody sitting on the fence believe that this was this massive protest. There was one kook who stood there all day that went, Rylan G. Hammond.
Yes.
Barry C. Goodnow. And just stood there by himself in front of a podium all day reading the names of people who were killed by gunfire. Of course, he probably was unaware of the fact he was reading several drive-by victims and so forth. But that doesn't matter to them, Larry. Isn't this dishonesty as well?
Oh, yeah. It's so ridiculous. I mean, anybody who reads my blog knows that that's one of my hobbies, is to just take news articles and just point out all the stupidity and hypocrisy and bias and nonsense. Well, let's see, 11 protesters, and we're guessing about 100,000 NRA members, so that's about 10,000 to 1 odds.
Yeah.
I can see how the mainstream media would totally miss that. I mean, they have a hard time picking up stuff, you know?
Well, interestingly, again, I want to point out the dishonesty to you. You'll get a kick out of this. David Kodria, I was at Charlotte a few years ago. I'll never forget it. You had some of the pink protesters out there, I think. I forget who they were. Maybe it was Moms, you know, the Million Mom March or something that only drew, you know, a few hundred, whatever it was.
52
Moms. They put the camera up close and keep going back and forth and making it look like it's 5,000, whatever it is, whatever techniques they use. But they had, you know, 4 or 5. So what happens, the cameraman's on his back pointing up at him, looking at him, and, you know, he's getting all these crazy angles of him while they're yelling and screaming and making the 5'2" woman look larger than life. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But there was a sign out in front that said, no concealed weapons allowed inside convention center. And what they did was they plastered that everywhere, and you can see the dishonesty right now. Even NRA doesn't allow concealed guns and trust CCW holders inside the. What they failed to tell you was, because it's against North Carolina state law and it's against the convention center policy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
See, they conveniently left that out. David Kodria, isn't that blatant dishonesty? Isn't that how they change the news by virtue of what I say when they don't tell you things?
Well, for years and years, I've been calling the media authorized journalists. That's another story. Joe Biden calls them legitimate media, so that the people exposing Fast and Furious, I guess, are illegitimate. But right. I kind of love these protesters. We had some show up. We did a protest rally in Washington, D.C. Well, Skip Coryell put that one on, Mark. That's where I first met you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did another one across the Potomac in Virginia at a park that you could see
the Washington Monument from across the river. And we had a handful of people show up, including Paul Helmke, then president of the Brady campaign, show up, and a dozen people holding up signs calling us murderers. And they were surrounded by people carrying defense-suitable rifles, and none of us were violent or anything like that. So that kind of put the light of that. But what I really like is I like these people that then do the lie-ins, you know, and they lay down on the ground in a row. And I want one to come to my area because I want to dress up like Evel Knievel and take a bike and try to jump them. And I don't know how to ride a bike, so.
Yeah, I'm a
hey, that would be a good group to learn how to ride to jump over.
That's funny.
I'm in.
To use the old Napoleon Dynamite, you could. You got like 3 feet of air.
Yeah, that's funny.
Gosh, idiot.
Hey, Mark.
Sean, go ahead.
Speaking of media, now explain this thing with Rob Pinkinson, the Huffington Post.
Oh, yeah, this is great. We were having dinner last night. The Huffington Post, of course, is as far left as you can get. And we were having dinner last night. Rob gave a couple of seminar talks at the NRA convention, and one of them he was teaching, personal defense and home defense techniques and so forth. One of the talks that he gave him was, he says, what's wrong with, he says, this talk invokes a lot of emotion. A lot of people freak when they hear this. But when your home is, if you hear glass breaking and the dog barking and the kids screaming, what's your first natural instinct, Larry Correa? You go running to your kid's room, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
What's the problem with keeping a safe with an extra handgun locked in a child's room for that type of situation? If that can happen to you, why not have that safe in there? So the Huffington Post got up there, NRA, Rob Pincus seminar, advocates keeping loaded guns in children's bedrooms and stuff. And he's got, at last check, before I boarded my flight today from Houston, the quotes were, I think, pushing 10,000.
Wow.
On the comments. And, of course, you wouldn't believe what these tolerant leftists are calling Rob Pincus. But here's the beautiful part. They included the entire 2-minute video. So they couldn't take it out of context.
Rob Pincus is such a rock star.
Oh, isn't he? I know.
That's what we've been calling him all weekend.
Oh, yeah. I've known Rob for a really long time. First met him in a shooting match like a long time ago. And he is just such a crazy, fun guy. And so when I saw that, all over the internet, and just the outrage and the exploding heads over on Huffington Post.
Right.
It was like, high five, Rob.
Yeah, they're popping like popcorn over there. You can hear pop stupid, continuously. But what was fascinating about it, if you got to look at the way whoever wrote this broke this down. They're ragging him. They're trying to make him look stupid with what he was talking about. Yet they post the whole video up so you can listen to what he said for yourself.
Yeah.
Not just the bits and pieces that they could have used to foster their falsehoods, but they put the whole video up. So you can actually listen to what he says. And it was totally logical when you go in and listen to what he said.
Well, so, I got to store guns in my kid's room because I'm out of space.
Oh, I love that. Rob's comment, David Kodria, was, if you're worried about your child trying to break into a safe to get a handgun that's locked in a safe, you have more problems than home defense anyway. And he said, of course, the Huffington Post said, after the NRA crew started, stop laughing. Hey, they'll do everything they can to make you look foolish. We'll be back after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America. And we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, Mark. Shh. Okay, he can't hear us. Yo, this is Shanto. I've gotten a lot of emails wanting to know if I have a blog or a radio show or things of that nature. Actually, I do. And the simple way to find out what I'm talking about, all you got to do is go to RadioFactor.net. That's right, RadioFactor.net. Each week, I'm going to blog about some of the major political news that's going on in this country today. Remember, RadioFactor.net. Let's get back to the show. And remember, RadioFactor.net.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We were talking about Rob Pincus on the Huffington Post. I have that column up right here, and of course they have it titled NRA Convention Speaker Rob Pincus advises keeping gun safes in kids' bedrooms for home defense. And of course they play the video down below. There are 8,400 plus comments on this already, and I'll just give you a taste. I'll slide down here and I'll just pick one out. I'll just close my eyes and pick one out. Why stop with puny gun safes in children's rooms? Somebody needs to invent the XP 2017B2 armored crib. Hi, my name is Pincus, and I keep my guns in my kid room for safety. I need help. Thank you, Mr. Pincus. You've made the first step admitting your problem. Larry? I can hear you laughing in the background.
Okay, here's the thing about you. You guys know I spend a lot of time on the internet arguing with lefties for fun.
I don't know how you do it, but I do know you do it, yeah.
They are so universally humorless and predictable.
Yeah.
It's sad. I mean, honestly, I could probably build like a computer algorithm that could respond to their comments automatically. He would just search for keywords and just already have the responses pre-programmed because they're so boring and dumb. and they just can't, they take themselves so seriously, and they got no sense of humor, and they can't, there's no critical thinking involved at all, and everything
you've just defined elitist.
Well, it goes right to just, you know, like the armored critic, it goes right to reductio ad absurdum every single time. It's like, well, you obviously want backpack nukes.
Yeah.
That's exactly the same as letting a teacher carry a firearm.
Exactly. Yeah. Backpack. Exactly. Well, here's one. Get off meds is this guy's internet handle here. When the Second Amendment was written, was a gun was an AR-15 with a 20-round clip. The enemy was a black president, and the gun safe was in the kids' room next to the Huggies. David Kodria. Oh,
good. Insinuate racism. That's the next step.
That's the next. And you see, you knew this. This is as predictable as a day is long. This is how they go with this. And I don't know how you do this on the internet. David Kodria, you don't engage in that, though.
I don't have the patience for that. I don't have the time for that. Look, I don't try to persuade anybody. My niche in this is taking people who already know the score and further radicalizing them. That's what I'm trying to do. I don't have time to, you know, go with people who want to argue and presume to teach and don't even belong in the classroom. But in terms of the reaction to go to the kids' room first, if I have a home intruder, he'd better pray that I'm the one who meets him and that I'm the one who's armed who meets him, because I will have the presence of mind to decide whether or not the situation will allow me to resolve things with, you know, everyone walking away from the situation. If that poor slob makes it into the pit where I keep my feral animals, I'm afraid all that you're going to find at the end of it is bones. So.
You know,
well, if he rushes to my kid's room, the problem is my oldest kids would already have their guns out.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I was going to go there. If not, I'm sure that they have your extras.
Mm-hmm.
Or you should see my 12-year-old run an AR-15. I mean, this is, we're actually hooking her up with pink furniture. And
nice. Nice. I love it.
But, you know, the Huffington Post now has put out a call where they want people to send them their stories of gun violence. And so I'm going to do something with that this week. Because
why don't you?
I think that we have stories that we can submit as well where the gun violence has saved lives. And by gun violence, I always put that in quotes, just like when I say assault weapon.
Assault weapon, yeah, because guns do save lives. They save more lives in the hands of law-abiding citizens every day than they are used to do harm in this country, and that truth needs to be told every single day, and we'll continue to do that. Sean, go ahead.
This is what I'd like to see the Huffington Post do. Why don't you go to Chicago and explain why the gang violence is so bad? Why don't you become a real news agency and stop playing with Biden and the rest of these idiots?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because they have users like HuffPost super user named Rob Devitt.
What?
And his comment was Robotot.
Yeah, okay. Why don't you find something to do with life besides read stupid stuff? I mean, you just can't argue with stupid. These guys just get, I mean, you know, I watch MSNBC on a daily basis. And when I see these guys come on TV, I'm just like, how did you get a Harvard degree in anything other than stupidity and being dumb? I just don't get it.
I don't know what else to add to that.
I just don't get it.
Larry, where do we go from here, where we are right now, with the kidding aside, with what we're in a very dangerous position in this country. I've made the comment on the air here, and I'll let people think and figure it out for themselves and elaborate rather than elaborate myself. But I believe we're at a point in this country where in the very near future, good, hardworking, tax-paying, decent, honorable American citizens are going to be forced to make a terrible decision. And you can figure out in your own mind what decision you think that might be. But I just don't see any light at the end of this tunnel right now. Where do you think we're going?
Well, like I said, maybe the eternal optimist. But honestly, I think the key here is we're heading towards dark times, because, you know, we talked earlier about the control freaks and the people who just feel the need to control people and control everything. But the thing that's giving me hope right now, hope for the future, is we're seeing more and more people standing up, not scared of the backlash, and, you know, they're not afraid to tell the truth, and none of this, no more of this, oh, you have to respect my opinion because I have one. No, your opinion's stupid, and I'm going to tell you why it's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got people who are willing to stand up, tell the truth, take no crap. The left is so used to the right just rolling over.
Yep.
and being a bunch of cowards and being a bunch of wusses and going along to get along and you know, and Republican congressmen being a bunch of, I'm sorry, I almost swore.
It's after 10 on the East Coast, but it's not out there, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay, so we're good. And they're used to our side rolling over and have our bellies scratched because, you know, we don't want them to think we're mean. We don't want them to think we're bad. You know, bull, we're done. There's too many of us now that are standing up. And we talked about the Utah sheriffs earlier. The harder they push, the more people who are standing up now and saying, no, this enough is enough. You know, we have, 62 million NICS checks since Barack Obama's become president?
Yeah.
Those people did not buy those guns in preparation of registering them or turning them in.
I agree with you. And by when I said earlier that people are going to have to be forced to make a terrible decision, give just my idea on that is that people are going to have to decide whether or not to obey a law they believe to be unconstitutional. They're going to have to be forced to decide things they never thought they would have to decide here in America. David.
I did that for decades in California, Mark. We've talked about it on this program. When I couldn't get a concealed carry permit to save my life, and a policeman advised me in a situation I was in that I'd better, and I did. I violated the law. I freely and proudly admit it. When they wanted us to register our so-called assault weapons, I took their form in front of them in a room full of people and tore it up and said, this is the only form you're going to get from me. And civil disobedience, I'm sorry, it is a terrible choice. I don't want to have any trouble in my life. But you know what? Don't make me choose between my rights and your tyranny because you're going to lose.
Excellent. And that's a great way to end this hour. David Kodria, as usual, we'll see you next week. Fantastic having you here. Larry Correa, quickly, very quickly, where can people see your website?
It's larrycorea.wordpress.com, or just Google my name or Monster Hunter Nation.
And you will pop up everywhere. New York Times bestselling author, firearms fanatic and freak. I love him, Larry Correa. It won't be that long before you're back on again. Thanks so much for joining us on Armed American Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Fresh off the NRA convention, a great time was had by all. If we saw you there, thanks for coming out. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. Tell the tree by the clam and now, baby. Over the river and through the woods to Walmart. We go, the horse knows the way to carry. All the fixins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Through the wide and gifted snow. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling. Wherever the pumpkin pie. Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our Ad Match Guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com. Trinity. 1-800-936-5496.